DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
I think you may have seen some of the headlines about Donald Trump. Lots of headlines about RFK and chopping the head off a whale and all of that sort of stuff. But his legal woes have not ended. Have a listen.
So it'll be slow from here, not merely because of the superseding indictment. You know, whatever the indictment was going to look like after it went through whatever hearings the Judge Chutkan is going to have, and she still will have a hearing on the adequacy of this indictment. There is an interlocutory appeal available, at least as I read the Supreme Court decision. And that doesn't mean the Supreme Court has to take it if the D.C. Circuit acts before and they're content with whatever they do. But this is definitely this hasn't been on course to go before the election for months. Right. That was never going to happen. But as you point out, I mean, this is a very forceful document. It's pared down. Every sentence is, crisply worded. It's a tight narrative. You can't read this and not understand the crimes that Trump actually committed. And as you pointed out, 55 years is exposure. He's not going to get 55 years, but he'll get 6 to 9 on this.
He'll get 6 to 9 if he's convicted. I'm joined by Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at University of Galway and columnist with thejournal.ie, and also co-director of the Kennedy Summer School, which is happening this weekend in New Ross. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I suppose I should ask you about RFK backing Trump, first of all, given that you're co-director of the Kennedy Summer School.
Yeah, I mean, look, at one level, it's significant. Potentially, at another, it doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot. I mean, RFK was floundering in the polls, dropping quickly. He was having difficulties getting ballot access, and he's been rejected by the entire Kennedy clan. And the more you hear about him, the more kooky the guy sounds. So at that level, it sounds very inconsequential. However, RFK does have sort of a dedicated band of followers who, if this election is as close as we think it could be, then that could be a real boon to Donald Trump in states like Pennsylvania. So at first blush, it means very little. But at the end of the day, could it be really crucial? Yes, potentially it could be.
And he's been added to Trump's transition team, which is, just an honor more than a proper job at this early stage.
It is, but I think it's notable that it's not just him. It's also Tulsi Gabbard, who is a Democratic congresswoman and ran for president herself in 2020 and is also reported to be helping Trump in preparation for the debate with Kamala Harris. So he's trying to say to the American people that, look, it's not just a Republican coalition. There are Democrats here who are supporting me as well. It's sort of to blunt some of the Republicans who are never Trumpers.
Yeah, who appeared at the DNC in Chicago, and therefore he wants to show we've got some Democrats, even though you have Republicans.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's part of the game. And look, some of Trump's positioning lately, I mean, he's gotten a lot of anger, for instance, from anti-abortion people for some of the things he said. He recently tweeted that the Trump administration would be great for women and their reproductive rights. So as usual, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. But I do think there's something to it. I think he is trying to expand the coalition and perhaps maybe coming out of the funk that the Harris candidacy has clearly put him into.
Now, his legal woes. I mean, we know he appointed Judge Cannon and she has appeared to be fairly ignorant of the law, number one, but certainly in Trump's corner. And then you had the stacked Supreme Court, stacked by Trump, which gave the presidency a lot more power than people thought it might have, and immunity from prosecution if any acts committed by the president, even if they were deemed by ordinary people to be criminal, if they were committed as president, he had immunity. Now, the legal people who are trying to get him have not lain down under this.
No, they haven't. I mean, what I would regard is creative lawyering by special counsel Jack Smith. They've redone the indictment effectively to take out the language about Trump's engagement with the Justice Department. They don't call Trump president. They call him candidate. They don't call Mike Pence vice president. They call him running mate. So they've adapted and reworded the indictment effectively to get around what was, as you say, and in my opinion, an overreach by the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. So I think it's cleverly drafted. But as the lawyer who was on at the beginning said, this is going to take a long time to unfold, and it doesn't kill the wrangling over the existing indictment. A grand jury is going to have to look at this. So as ever with Trump, the game is going to be delay, 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 obfuscate, and it will be interesting to see, from my point of view, it'll be interesting to see how Harris deals with this indictment. She hasn't gone as hard at the legal stuff as perhaps Joe Biden had. We'll see how she pivots in this, and we'll also see whether there is some degree or element of sympathy out there in Trump land or in the floating middle who say, wow, they really are out to get Donald Trump.
Now, how are you reading the polls at the moment, Larry? Because there's a poll which might be a general poll, even an agglomeration of a number of polls, which will give you one number. But of course, the real polling has to be in the swing states.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say to people here that I don't ever get excited about any single poll. In particular, I don't get excited about any single national poll. I tend to look at the aggregated polling in the battleground states. And yes, there is no question that Harris has surged significantly, especially in places like Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, which were she to take those in doing the Electoral College maths, were she to take those, she could potentially win this election even if she lost Pennsylvania. But they are all very, very close. And they do come after a great, great period for Harris, a terrible period for Trump. The key questions here that remain are, is Trump going to get himself out of this and get back to the message that was so appealing to lots of Americans? And how is Harris going to stand up to the scrutiny? We know now that she will be sitting alongside Tim Walz for an interview with Dana Bash on CNN. And we also know the debate will take place on the 10th of September. Those two are going to be huge hurdles for Harris-Walz. And how well they clear them is going to be a huge factor in the outcome of this election.
Now, it's unusual, I suppose, that the vice presidential candidate should be sitting beside the presidential candidate in that CNN interview with Dana Bash. How do you think that'll play? Because the interplay between the two of them and the deference that the VP candidate should be paying to the presidential candidate, it could be an interesting and potentially dangerous situation.
Yeah, I think they're making the gamble here that the interplay between Walz and Harris works, that it benefits them, that this sort of woman of color, this Midwestern guy that they represent, I suppose, the diversity of America. I think that could cut both ways. I think some of the banter between the two of them, where, I mean, to be frank, Walz is almost appearing to be this sort of stupid middle-aged guy who doesn't really get it, where she's more enlightened and all that sort of thing. I think that could go down badly with middle America. I'm not so sure how well it works, but I think they're doing it because, again, they believe it reflects the diversity of the coalition they need to bring, but also for a defensive reason. And that is because Harris in the past has flailed at some of these interviews and been very, very weak. And a lot of Republicans think were she to go one-on-one, she could be exposed very badly, whereas Walz being there is something of a buttress against that.
And the question of the debate then, and the narrative over the last few days was that Trump wanted the mics muted and she did not. And now it seems they have agreed to have the mics muted. Can you just parse that, why they would not have wanted because Trump never stops talking. So yeah. The idea that his mic wouldn't be muted would seem to be had the wrong approach from the Harris campaign.
Yeah, well, what you saw there was a contradiction between Trump himself and Trump's people. Trump's people desperately wanted the mics to be muted because they know he's capable of saying anything and saying things that will hurt him very badly politically. Whereas he was taking the approach, I don't care what they do, I'll do anything. Mics muted, unmuted, doesn't matter to me. And I think that Trump's people were playing defense against his weakness and his capacity to say outrageous things that anger the people he's going to need on side. On the flip side, I think the Harris team sees the potential for A, Donald Trump to say something stupid that puts off the electorate, or B, for her to have a witty or a spicy or a really good retort, like actually Joe Biden did in 2020, at least one instance in debates, something that dominates the headlines and works well for her. But look, they've resolved it in one way. And, the debate is going to be fascinating. And we know what Trump does. We know what he's going to be like. I think nobody really knows how well Harris is going to stand up. And that's why I say some venture the debates don't really matter all that much. I think this one is going to be absolutely enormous.
Yeah. Will there be another one on Fox? I mean, as Trump has touted.
Yeah. I mean, look, if I'm Harris and Harris's people, I do it. I think that there's, I don't think much harm can come from it. I think if she doesn't do it, I think Trump will paint her as a coward. If I'm Harris and I'm somebody who's new on the scene, I think she mightn't want to do it. There might be all sorts of reasons not to do it that they'll discuss behind closed doors. But I think from a perception point of view, I think she does it and say, look, I'm willing to walk into the lion's den. And I think that's better than be any perception that could give rise to her hiding.
Yeah, I've been watching Pete Buttigieg on Fox quite regularly, and he generally can trample all over the interviewers who seem less well-informed than him. So if you're good on your feet, it shows you've got courage and also introduces you to an audience that may not really have seen you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But here's the problem for Democrats. Harris ain't no Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg is absolutely superb. There is no more articulate or capable defense person or advocate for Democratic Party policies. Harris, at least to date, has never shown anything approaching that capacity. Now, can she do it? Can she rise to the occasion? Again, it's one of the great unanswered questions that the whole world is awaiting the outcome to.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the journal.ie and co-director of the Kennedy Summer School that's happening this weekend in New Ross. Larry, thank you very much. Now, coming up after the break.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.